this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, Happy New Year. It's Craig Ballantyne here. And did you know that the people who set goals are more successful in life? Now, this is research proven time and time again. But here's the thing. Most relatively successful people have no problem setting lots of goals, but they still struggle to find the right system that keeps them focused enough so they actually follow through and achieve the biggest goals and dreams they have. And that's why 9 out of 10 other people usually fail on their New Year's resolutions. So if any of that sounds a little bit like you, well, don't worry, because what we're going to do today is give you the solution so that we make this into the most amazing year for you. And it's all because you're about to discover what I call a proven and very simple way of finally achieving the goals you set. Now, this new system, it works so well for a couple of reasons. And the first one is that it gives you like this little step-by-step path to not just setting the goals, but actually reaching them. I would say that it's like the missing link in your success. And it even has a funny little name. It's the 1-2-3 goal setting routine. You're going to totally love this. And you're also going to get a crazy passionate rant from me about some of the big enemies in your way of success. And I'm going to show you how to crush that enemy this year. Once again, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio and author of The Perfect Day Formula. In today's show, you're going to hear the story of how a wise mentor taught me the truth about goal setting so that I could go on and create these systems to share with you. And by the end of the show, you're going to have this step-by-step blueprint for getting what you want in the next 90 days. So not just in the next year, but in the next 90 days. Now, please, please, please share this guide with your friends, your family, your children, the folks you work with, everyone. Everyone needs this to help them have their best year possible too. So let's get going. Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by my PerfectLifeWorkshop.com. So PerfectLifeWorkshop.com. And when you join me at this one day in-person event, you and I are going to create a custom step-by-step plan that will help you grow your business or your career or write a book or whatever it is that you want to do, and also make more personal time in your life for the people that matter, even if that just means more self-care time for yourself. All right, so let's talk about New Year's resolutions. Now, some people might even say that that's a dirty word. You know, they scoff at them. They say, oh, that'll never work. You know, all that type of stuff because they've had some bad experiences with them in the past. But listen, you know, the truth is, even when done poorly, New Year's resolutions are much more beneficial than not having them at all. And if they're done right, they can truly change the trajectory of your life forever. And I know this because New Year's resolutions have been a huge part of my work and personal growth. And for the last 20 years, my fitness businesses like Turbulence Training and my Fitbody Bootcamp locations have helped millions of people set goals, change habits, and transform their bodies. You know, just one of my YouTube videos I was looking at the other day has over 2.5 million views. And there's a couple other videos with that many views. It's amazing what, you know, the idea of personal change has been able to do for people that have watched my videos. And I'm so grateful for it. But here's the thing. When we circle back to goal setting and New Year's resolutions, most of the people go about setting goals all wrong. And this was something that I was even screwing up until my early 30s. So it's just 10 years ago that I actually learned how to do goal setting properly. And it's kind of like banging my head against the wall for years and years and years and getting some success, but not the massive success that I really needed. So about 10 years ago, that's when my mentor, Mark Ford, the founder of Early to Rise, finally taught me to replace what I call a shotgun scattered approach to goal setting with laser focused planning. This made all the difference in my life. So you go all the way back to 2006. I'm 31 years old and I'm sitting at my parents' kitchen table out on the farm, and my father's still alive. My mom's obviously there. I think my sister was even home for the holidays, and I was sitting there on New Year's Eve day It was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that night I had to go to a wedding, I think, a New Year's Eve wedding, and, you know, I was going to go out and party, and I was going to drink too much, because that's what I did back then. But I was sitting there before that and writing out my goals for the year, and I was really, really pumped up and really excited, because at the end of this session, I had dozens of what I guess you would say are minor goals on a page in 10-point font. Now you can imagine that if you have so many goals, that's the shotgun scattered approach, and it's just not going to be successful. So in the next year, I did have minor success in several areas of my life, even my personal life. You know, I dated some really great girls that year, but I didn't have the deep, deep relationships because I was chasing all of these other things. I was chasing all of these other major business goals and all of these physical goals. You know, that was when I was my strongest, but looking back, maybe it didn't really matter that I was chasing that goal because, you know, I wasn't a professional athlete. So why was I putting so much time into it? So I did achieve some minor success, but because I was chasing so many big things, I didn't hit the major objectives that would significantly have altered my life for the better. So that's when I asked Mark Ford for advice, and he taught me just to focus on one major goal for each of the four big areas in life. And he listed these out as health, wealth, social self, and personal enrichment. All right, so those were Mark Ford's four big areas in life where you would set just one goal: health, wealth, social self, and personal enrichment. And personal enrichment being like charity work, or you know, even learning how to do another language or something like that. Social self might have been just, you know, meeting more friends, or maybe your personal relationships with your spouse, whatever. Health and wealth are obvious. But so those were Mark's four things. But with apologies to Mark, in this new 1-2-3 system, I've gone a step further, and I'm going to explain that in a moment. But using Mark's system at that time, it freed up my mind, and I was finally able to start a new business and a new industry. I was able to write in my book and allowed my coaching clients, all the people I've helped over the years, to really achieve their 12-month goals in only 90 days. And now you're going to use this system to reach your goals this year, and hopefully your 12-month goals in 90 days. Like, we're really, really going to cut the time off it because of the success system I'm about to share with you. So for this 1-2-3 goal setting routine, we're going to start with a 90-day deadline, pick one outcome goal for two areas of life, one personal, one professional, and outline three major action steps for each. So you see how that breaks down. It's the 1-2-3 goal setting routine is one outcome goal, two areas, three major action steps. I'm going to walk you through what exactly that means. But first, you're probably wondering, why does this minimal approach work better than setting a bunch of New Year's resolutions? Well, imagine waking up on New Year's Day and saying you wanted to lose 10 pounds. And you wanted to make an extra $10,000 or $100,000, even $1 million this year, and you want to go on vacation, and you wanted to buy a new car, and you wanted to, read 50 books. You know, people are always saying, I want to read 50 books. I mean, that's nice, but that really shouldn't be one of your major goals in a year, because that can get in the way of so many other things. So when you wake up and you just say you want to do all of those activities, there's really no plan, no path, no focus, and no urgency. The dreams are not going to come true. And that's no wonder that over 91% of New Year's resolutions fail, because it's a shotgun scattered approach when you have a whole bunch of resolutions. When you have an entire page of goals in 10-point font, like little Craigie Valentine did when he was 31 years old. So let's cut it back. Now, the next question you're thinking is, why the 90-day deadline? What is so great about that? And really, it turns that abstract New Year's resolution into a concrete 90-day goal. Now, in my book, The Perfect Day Formula, I outline the five pillars of transformation. And just to review the five pillars and how they can help you achieve success, we're going to talk about what they are, and then how they can work to help you lose weight, get rich, and even find the love of your life. And I know what you're thinking. That's ridiculous. How are these five pillars of transformation going to help me find the love of your life? Not the love of my life, the love of your life. So here, I'm going to explain that to you. So the five pillars I actually discovered through my weight loss transformation contest. So if you've never read my book, if you've never heard me talk on this, and I've talked about this on many, many podcasts, I love talking about it because it's so powerful. And once I explain these to you, you'll see, oh, I see how I can plug and play these five pillars into doing all of these things. So they go like this: better planning and preparation than ever before. That's pillar number one. You must have better planning and preparation than ever before. The second pillar is professional accountability. That's like having a coach for your life. That's professional accountability. It's going to give you two things that no one else will give you in life. And the first one is expert advice. Okay? Expert advice. That's what professional accountability gives you. That's what your coach gives you. And it also gives you no holds barred, no excuses accountability. So if you mess up, your coach, your professional accountability is going to say, hey, listen, you messed up. We're not going to let this happen again. What do we need to do in order to stop that from happening again? And that's different from pillar number three, which is positive social support. So positive social support I describe as being the cheerleaders in your life. And everybody needs cheerleaders in their life. We need people to pick us up when we're feeling down. But here's the difference between professional accountability and positive social support. Professional accountability is like having a marathon coach. So if you want to go and run a marathon, you're going to have a coach that will give you your running program that will say, hey, you know, send me what your workouts were this week. And hey, you didn't do this workout. Why? What's going on here? How can we make sure that you do it next week? They're going to give you the nutrition advice, all of that stuff. They're going to give you the expert advice for you to run that marathon. Now, your positive social support are just going to be your friends and family. They're going to line up on the side of the road while you're running the marathon. And, you know, at mile 17 or 20 or wherever you hit the wall, they're going to be there on the side of the road saying, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it, picking you up when you're feeling down. But that's not expert advice, right? And if you miss a training session, they're not going to like say, sit you down and say, hey, why did you miss this training session? They're just going to go, ah, don't worry about it. So that's the big difference, coach versus cheerleader for the second and third pillars of success. Then we go into the fourth pillar, which is a meaningful incentive. A meaningful incentive comes from your heart, your emotional mind. Why are you doing this? And again, I mentioned I actually discovered these five pillars from my weight loss transformation contest. And in the weight loss transformation contest, people did better planning and preparation than ever before. They planned out their meals, and then they had me as their professional accountability. I gave them great programs. And then they had other people in the group as positive social support or at their boot camp. And then when it came to meaningful incentive, remember, I was paying people $1,000 or $2,000 to, you know, lose weight and win the contest. But if people were just doing it for the money, they would drop out because the money wasn't meaningful. You know, at the end of the day, when it was like their 15th day in a row of feeling kind of tired and you know, following the program and eating nutrition that they was okay, but they didn't love, the people that were only doing it for money would drop out. But the people that were doing it for their children, to have more energy for their kids, to have better health so they'd be around in 20 years when their kids graduated college, those people had a meaningful incentive. They would stick with it to the end and they would win the contest, especially when they had the fifth pillar in place, which is the one that spurs us to action the best. And it is called the big deadline, the big deadline. So you have to have a deadline because it does a couple of things for you. And when you have all five of these pillars in place, you can change any habit and achieve success in any area of your life. So I've shown you how it works for weight loss. I'm going to explain with a few other examples in a second. And then tell you why the big deadline is the most important of them all. So let's take a look at, now that we've shown you how to use the five pillars for losing weight, how you would use it for making more money. Well, okay, if you know that there's a skill in your career that you need to improve on, and if you improve on that skill, like maybe sales or copywriting or even writing a book or just becoming, you know, greater skilled in whether you're a welder or plumber, maybe you have to get a certification or something. Well, think about how the five pillars can work in your career. You're going to do better planning and preparation than ever before. If you have to upgrade your skills, that means you're going to set aside time to study. You're going to go and sign up for a course. You're going to do the work and you're going to plan into your daily schedule where you're going to find time to do that work. So it's better planning and preparation than ever before. It's not just waking up on January 1st and saying, oh, I want to get that certificate this year. No, you wake up and say, in the next 90 days, I'm going to get the certificate by studying 2 hours on Thursday night and 2 hours on Tuesday night and 3 hours on Saturday morning. And I'm going to get, you know, my help. I'm going to get my deadline in place. I'm going to do all of this stuff. That's better planning and preparation than ever before. Then you get professional accountability. It might be your manager at work. It might be a coach or a mentor that you hire online, a business coach. You know, it could be someone like me. And back in 2007, I hired coaches like Yannick Silver. I hired this guy, Tom Venuto, and they were my coaches. I was paying them. They were giving me expert advice and holding me accountable. They would send me home with homework, and I had to show up at our next meeting or coaching call with the homework done. And that's professional accountability. And then positive social support. You get in mastermind groups, or you hang out with other positive people at work who want to advance their career, or you go online. Online forums have positive social support, and they work almost as well, or maybe even just as well, as real world in-person positive social support. So you're always surrounding yourself with people that help you play up a level. And then the fourth, the meaningful incentive. You figure out why you're doing this. Because if you say, oh, you know, Joe at work just wants me to get a certificate, well, that doesn't sound like a meaningful incentive. But if you say, hey, if I get their certificate, I can make more money, I can take the kids to Disney World, and they're going to remember this forever. That's a meaningful incentive for you to go out and make that change. And then finally, you got to put a deadline on it. And now, fortunately, most of these things come with deadlines. You know, if you're a financial advisor, you might have to pass the test before September. You might have to, you know, do the exam in March. Well, you know, those are built-in deadlines. But if you don't have one, you have to build one in for yourself and make sure there's consequences on it. Because without the deadline, we don't take action. And that's really the value in the fifth pillar. So it does a couple of things here. First of all, the big deadline turns the abstract into the concrete. So again, if we wake up on January 1st and we say, this year we are going to do something, well, we still have 365 days to do it. There's no urgency. And so when we say, hey, you know, in the next 21 days, in the next 60 days, or in this program that we're using today, the next 90 days, well, the clock is officially ticking. The clock is officially ticking, and faster than if it's 365 days. So it turns the abstract into concrete, spurs us to action. That's the first thing it does. Keeps us going through tough times. That's the second thing. So when we were doing all of our weight loss transformation contests, after about 5 or 6 weeks, you're like, oh man, another workout. Oh man, another chicken breast or whatever it is that you're just not feeling that day, right? You just want to go and watch a movie on the couch and eat pizza. Well, listen, you know that you're halfway through it. And you're like, listen, I've come this far. I'm not going to quit now. I know that the finish line is there. And then the third way that the deadline helps is that we see that finish line get closer and closer, and we start moving faster and faster. It's really, really amazing. So if you go and run a 10K, you might run that last kilometer faster than you ran kilometer number 5 because you see the finish line in sight. Super, super powerful. Now let's use it for one more example, because you laughed at me when I said it can help you find the love of your life. Well, listen, here's how you would use it. If you want to go and find the love of your life, that means you know you have to have better planning and preparation than ever before. You have to know who you're looking for. You have to go out and tell people, like, hey, I'm looking to meet this type of person, this girl, this guy. And you have to go to the right places. You have to figure out where these people might be. And you have to go and make sure that you're looking good, best you can, so you plan and prepare all of the things you need to do to help you attract this person into your life. Then you might get professional accountability. Now, here's where it gets a little fuzzy. But listen, what I found is that when you tell a girl that you want to meet a girl, they just turn into instant matchmakers, and they can be your accountability. Whether you hire a matchmaker or whether you go with an online dating service, that's like professional accountability. You've invested either time or money into this, and now you can go and use that as your professional accountability. Now, positive social support, you're going to tell your friends, and they're going to encourage you to go out, and they're going to say, hey, don't sit at home on Friday night watching movies. This is your goal. I want you to come out with me and meet some new people. And so that's why you always have to have positive social support, because otherwise we kind of get back into our old bad habits that got us here in the first place. And the fourth, meaningful incentive. Listen, you got to be doing it for the right reasons. And so you have to go, listen, I don't want to do some of these things, but I'm doing it because it really means, it's really important to me to have that relationship. So that's what you have to figure out. And then finally, big deadline. Now, how do you put a big deadline on finding somebody? Well, you can't necessarily determine the outcome. We're going to talk about that in a second. But you can control the action steps. So you can say, hey, listen, I need to go out for 10 social events in the next 90 days because at these social events, I have a great chance of meeting new people. And I'm going to go to 3 meetup groups, and I'm going to go to you know, three of these plays and these community events and all these things where you might find the person that you like. Or maybe it's, you know, I'm going to go to yoga every Saturday morning and just get involved in that community. Whatever it is, you can put a number of activities into a timeline so that you have a deadline on your process steps. And that's really the secret ingredient that I'm about to share with you in just a second. So you see, those are examples of using the five pillars to achieve your goals. But that's just a part of the magic here in our 1-2-3 system. In fact, it's not even in there because I didn't have the number 5. Maybe it's 1-2-3-5. But now we're going to go on and use the fifth pillar, the big deadline, in my goal setting system. And if you are in business, if you are in the management level of business, you know that most businesses use this quarterly or 90-day planning to grow revenue and sales. And we use the 90-day planning approach at Early Arise in our business. So why not use it for your personal life, your own best self as well? So we're going to take that idea of the deadline that turns our abstract dreams into concrete goals and use that as our framework when picking your priority here for what you want to change in your life. So now we go back to the 1-2-3 formula. Why are we using the 1-2-3 goal setting routine with a 90-day deadline? Well, all right, we're going to choose what I call one outcome goal. That represents the number one. Now you're wondering, what exactly is an outcome goal? Well, an outcome goal is a numbers-based objective, such as losing 10 pounds or making $1 million or, you know, earning an extra $1,000 a month on the side. Whatever it is, that is your outcome goal, a numbers-based outcome goal. If you're running a marathon, it might be run the marathon in 3 hours and 59 minutes. That's an outcome goal. It's measurable and more specific than just losing weight or getting rich or running a marathon. We want to put some numbers on your outcome goal. But we're going to limit it to just one outcome goal because we want to be singularly focused on the goal with the most significant impact in our life. So we're just going to focus on, you know, making a certain amount of money, and that's going to allow us to invest into our retirement or whatever it is. But we're not going to put goals of, you know, make this much money, you know, invest this much in retirement, pay this much down on the house. No, we're just going to focus on the goal that has the biggest impact, which is making the most money. And then that will allow us to achieve all the other things we want, but we're just going to focus on the biggest goal. Now, think of the outcome goal as the bullseye on the target. If you hit that bullseye, it's worth more than hitting the outside ring 10 times, right? Picture that. If you just blow away that bullseye in the middle of the target, that's so much more impactful than if you had 10 of these little shotgun pellets on the outside rings. That's why we were laser focused as opposed to shotgun scattered. Next, the number two refers to just two major areas of life. So remember, it's a 1-2-3 goal setting routine. We want one major outcome goal, and now just two major areas of life. And this is where I've upgraded the system from what Mark Ford taught me 10 years ago. Remember, he said four goals: health, wealth, social self, and personal enrichment. And four goals, that's better than setting 20 goals. But even then, with four goals, the waters get a little muddy. So for the next 90 days, you're just going to focus on two major goals: one major outcome goal for your personal life and one major goal for your professional life. That's it. So one outcome goal in two areas of life. That's extreme focus and a clear path to success. Now, the great thing is when you achieve major goals, again, pretty much every other area in your life improves. So if you want to lose 50 pounds, if you lose 50 pounds, you're going to become more confident. Then you're going to feel like you can go out there and meet people, and you're going to be better at your sales job and all these things. And it all starts with losing that 50 pounds. Or again, if you increase your income, then it's so much easier to save for that down payment on your house. It's so much easier to pay off your loans. And it all starts with increasing your income. So that's why we stick to just two major goals. All right. It also, one more thing, it also opens up more time and energy for other goals of your life in the next 90-day sprint. So we're going to do these extreme 90-day goal sprints to knock off fewer goals faster rather than chipping away at a whole bunch of goals over a long marathon. All right, so that's one and two. Now we go into the third part, the third number, number three from our 1-2-3 goal setting routine. And this represents three process goals. Now you're wondering, what the heck are process goals? And if you're from Canada or Britain, you're wondering, how are process goals different from process goals? Well, in America, they're process goals. In Canada and the UK, they're process goals. That's the only difference. But what is a process goal compared to an outcome goal? We need to use process goals because these are the action steps. Because if you go back to the outcome goal, there's actually a flaw in just setting outcome goals. If you just set an outcome goal of losing 10 pounds, the thing is you don't fully control that. You know, you might have a really fast metabolism and you end up losing 15 pounds. Or you might get sick and you're not able to do your exercise or follow your diet and you'll lose 6 pounds. But you did your best, so you can't get upset. So a good friend of mine, Alan Cosgrove, taught me that we do not control our outcome goals. They're good to set, but there's always going to be external circumstances influencing that final outcome. So again, we might lose 9 pounds or 11 pounds instead of 10, or we might make $900,000 instead of $1 million. But the thing is, we did our best if we follow our three process goals. So Alan added to me, he said, you know, what you do control is not the outcome goal, but you control the action steps that move you in the direction of that outcome goal. So when we set an outcome goal, we set three major action items, three process goals that move us ahead. So we control our efforts. With weight loss, we control our diet, our exercise, our sleep, and our water intake. We control those things. With our business, we control our activities. We control up setting up lead generation systems, practicing our sales scripts, doing follow-up. And if we do all of these things at our best level, we'll get as close as possible to our outcome goals. So that's the difference between a process goal and an outcome goal. An outcome goal is a numbers-based objective, and a process goal is the action step that moves us towards the numbers-based objective. So the 1-2-3 goal setting routine is a powerful improvement system. And I use it to help my clients achieve big goals. You know, we go and we set the big outcome goal for 90 days, and then from there, we break it down into three process goals that will move them towards that in the next 90 days. So here's an example. Like, let's say that you want to sell 3 houses in the next 90 days. You're a real estate agent, you want to sell 3 houses in the next 90 days. Okay, great. You don't fully control if you can sell 3 houses in the next 90 days. You know, you might have an amazing response and all of a sudden the market gets hot and people just want to buy houses. Or you might be fighting a bunch of things, like maybe there's a storm in your area and you're not able to show houses for a while. So you don't fully control it, even though that is your numbers-based outcome goal. But what do you control? You control how much lead generation activity you are out doing, whether it's postcards or whether it's YouTube videos or Instagram posts or whether it's a newsletter that you can write and send out to prospects or whether it's networking events that you attend. You can control your efforts in all of those areas. And you know, if you do those things and ask for referrals from your past clients, then you're doing everything possible to go out there and get towards your three home sales outcome goal. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to pick that 90-day outcome goal, your objective numbers-based outcome goal. You're going to do that for your personal and your professional life. And then you're going to choose three action steps, the three biggest action steps that you need to take in the next 90 days to move you ahead towards achieving those outcome goals in the next 90 days. Okay? It's that simple. 1-2-3. Now, if you simply put this in place today, you're going to be amazed at what you can get done in the next 90 days. And I want to hear what you accomplish. So you can actually email me at my personal email address at craig@godfather.com with your success story, okay? I want to hear from you. But listen, the planning and preparation does not stop there. I'm going to take it one step deeper, and here's why. There's a great book that had a huge influence on me over 15 years ago. And it's called Eat That Frog. Yep, Eat That Frog. And it was written by Brian Tracy. Maybe you've even read this book or you've at least heard the phrase, because apparently the phrase goes all the way back to Mark Twain, who said that, you know, every day we wake up and we have to eat a frog and the best time to do it is first thing in the morning. And what they mean, both Brian Tracy and Mark Twain, is that every day we wake up and we have an action item that's really important and we want to procrastinate on, but it's the one action item that's going to move us ahead in life. Maybe if you want to lose weight, you know that you have to get up and exercise, and you're like, I do not want to get up and exercise. But if you don't do that exercise, you're not going to move ahead towards your goal. For me, it's writing. Some days I get up and I'm like, oh, I don't want to write out this script that I'm using here in this podcast, but I need to do this podcast. This is like the most important podcast of the year. I have to get it done. So I have to eat that frog. Now, Brian Tracy is a legend in the field of personal development, and I read this book many years ago. And you can imagine that Brian doesn't, again, he doesn't really mean that you need to eat a frog. What he means is that you should start your workday focusing on your hardest task of the day. And too many people avoid this now. You know, they end up doing this perverse form of procrastination. Here I am going on my rant, all right? So everybody thinks you have to get up and do this like 2-hour crazy morning routine of meditation and gratitude journaling, and then you have to go and do yoga, and then you have to watch like 18 different motivational videos on YouTube, and then you have to do interpretive dance, and you have to do all these silly things. And then all of a sudden it's 7 o'clock in the morning and you haven't got anything done and you're all stressed out because you realize, oh man, I got to get to work here. And I didn't really do anything. I didn't really accomplish anything in these last 2 hours. So listen, amazing morning routines are not packed full of too many activities. They're packed, most of the time, they're packed full of eating frogs. So you know what? If you want to be successful, you really need to attack the hardest things first. I understand you might want to do a little exercise, or you might want to do some, you know, Bible reading, or you might want to do some meditation to get your mind right for the day. But don't let it drag on and on and on. Eventually, you have to get to work. You have to get to work, and you have to eat that frog. So I have been one of Brian Tracy's faithful students on this idea for years. Every morning, 7 days a week, my alarm goes off at 3:59 a.m. I get up without hitting snooze, and I get to work on my top priority project. That's right. I don't do anything. I don't do any of these meditation things or yoga things before work. I go right to work. I might pet my dog for 5 minutes or 50 seconds or whatever it is, and then I get right to work, right on my computer, and I write my 1,500 words for my newsletters, videos, next book, whatever it is. On Sundays, I'll do meditation instead of writing, all right? So I'll sit down and do a long meditation session, and then I might do some writing. But I do this consistently. Eating the frog is one of the most important habits I'll never lose in my life, and it's one that you should take up as well if you aren't doing it already, all right? So rant over. Now, this circles back to our planning. How are we going to combine eating the frog with the 1-2-3 goal-setting routine? Well, it's because, listen, having a 90-day deadline is great, but it's still something that seems far enough away that you can procrastinate on it today, right? Well, 90 days, that's a long time from now. You know, looking at 3 months here. Eh, I can wait till tomorrow. No. You got to eat that frog. That's the solution here. So when I'm working with clients, we don't stop at just setting the three process goals for 90 days. We dig deeper and we go to the next level. And I demand that they come up with one action item to take in the next 24 hours. That's right. The next 24 hours, where is one action item that they can do that will move them ahead towards their 90-day outcome goal. We're going to get the ball rolling here. We're going to get the momentum started. We are going to give them a victory because that gives you motivation to keep coming back tomorrow. So stop right now and ask yourself, you know, after you've thought about your 90-day goal for your personal and your professional life, and you kind of put out some process goals, what is one activity that you can do in the next 24 hours on those process goals that will move you ahead in life and help you reach the goal in 90 days? What's the frog you need to eat? Now, I don't care if you have to go into the kitchen and get some ketchup or sriracha sauce or chimichurri or truffle oil or whatever it is to get the frog down, but get out there and eat that frog, okay? In the next 24 hours, write down what you need to do to move ahead on your number one big goal in life. If it's selling a house, maybe you need to contact the last 10 people that you've sold houses to and ask for referrals. If it's writing a book, maybe it's outlining the first chapter that you're going to write tomorrow when you wake up. Or maybe it is, if you're a salesperson, maybe it's going and writing out a sales script and practicing it 2 times before you go back to the office. If it's losing weight, maybe it is hiring a coach, putting out your exercise clothes beside the bed so that you can get started tomorrow. That's what you need to do in the next 24 hours. Get out there, eat that frog, get the initial victory, and get the ball rolling. But wait, there is still more. We need to continue connecting these dots moving forward every single day so that we hit the 90-day deadline. So my next question to my client is, What big action step can you take next to get results and move ahead in 72 hours? And then we repeat the process for 7 days, second week, third week, and finally, the next 30 days. So we go from 90-day deadline, one major outcome goal for the two areas of life, personal and professional. Then we set the 30-day, the three big process goals. Then we break it down into that 30-day fast start action plan. And when you have that, my friend, you are going to be successful. Now, as you're building out that 30-day plan, it might get a little repetitive as you get to the second and third week of planning. You know, it might sound like I'm just doing the same thing as I did last week, but that's okay. Some activities for success need to be on rinse and repeat. And having them on the calendar is a surefire way for making them happen, right? If they're on your to-do list, you're going to do them. All right, so let's go through a couple of real-world examples of this. So the write a book version. Let's imagine that in this year, you want to write a book. You want to get a big jump on that in the next 90 days. In fact, you should be able to write at least 30,000 words in the next 90 days, even if you only wrote for 15 minutes a day. So let's break that down. In 90 days from now, your goal is to have a 30,000 word rough draft of your book. Okay, good. Now what do you need to do? Well, you need to, for your three process goals is one, write for 60 minutes, 6 days a week. That's process goal number one. And you have full control over that. Full control. You're the one who sits you down in front of the computer and does the writing. Now your second process goal is to spend 30 minutes in the afternoon editing what you wrote and doing a little bit of planning for the next morning so that it makes it easy for you to come back and write in the morning. Oh man, those are the first two process goals. You almost don't even need a third one. But let's get a third one in there. And the third one is that you get an accountability partner that you send your weekly work to every Friday afternoon for them to review. And if you don't send them that, you owe them $100. So those are your three process goals for writing the book, writing 30,000 words in the next 90 days. You are going to write for 60 minutes in the morning. You're going to edit and plan for 30 minutes in the afternoon. And you're going to send your material to your accountability partner every Friday and pay the consequences if you don't. You have full control over those three activities. And that's how you're going to write. Write that book and get it done. See how simple that was? And then you can go in, okay, what do I need to do in the next 24 hours? Well, again, you need to outline the first section you're going to write so that you wake up tomorrow morning and write it and do that first 60-minute session. So you might need to get the writing area all set up. You might need to make sure that you have the right coffee in the house so that your mind is right for it. And you might need to tell people, hey, don't distract me between 8 and 9 in the morning because I'm writing my book. And those are your fast action steps that get you going. And then you plan out the rest of your 30 days as to how this is going to, you know, continue to work. And that way, my friend, you are going to hit the dream of writing the book. Now, what about a version of getting back in shape? All right, well, if you want to get back in shape in the next 90 days, well, here's what you're going to do. First of all, you're going to set an outcome goal. What exactly does getting back in shape in 90 days mean? Well, it means you losing 15 pounds of fat and gaining 3 pounds of muscle. Okay, that's our goal in the next 90 days. All right, very good. So now we put down three process goals. Well, I'm going to go to Fit Body Bootcamp 4 days a week. I am going to follow the paleo diet 90% of the time. And I'm going to drink 3 liters of water every day. Those are my process goals to get me to this outcome goal of getting back in shape, losing 15 pounds of fat, and gaining 3 pounds of muscle in the next 90 days. It's that simple. But what can I do in the next 24 hours? What's my fast start change? Well, all right. I'm going to get an accountability partner. I'm going to sign up for the gym. I'm going to buy those new exercise clothes. And I'm going to throw out all of the pastries in the house. It's called junk food for a reason, right? Belongs in the junk. So if you do those fast action starts and steps in the next 24 hours, you've already got victory and momentum, and you've got that accountability, and you've got the deadline, and you've got everything in place to get the ball rolling, get the victories, and get going. So you see how important it is to eat the frog, right? It's so important. See how that works? It's really powerful. Now, there is one last icing on the cake success secret that you absolutely need. After all, why eat cake without icing, right? I can't understand why you would. Of course, I always say that right after I give the weight loss example, right? Okay, so what is this secret ingredient, this last little bit of success? And it actually goes back to pillar number two from our five pillars. So earlier I mentioned that the deadline has the biggest initial impact, right? It gets us going, keeps us going, and makes us go faster. But it's accountability that holds the entire cake of success together. I know, enough with the cake metaphors. But listen, you can have all the greatest advice in the world, right? Like, you can go to YouTube right now and you can find out how to do anything you want, whether it's computer programming, whether it's losing weight, whether it's learning how to play poker. You can learn anything you want on YouTube right now. The advice is there, it's free. And yet, why haven't we all gone and achieved great things when all the advice is there? And the answer is, there's no accountability. You know, there's also no deadline, but there's also no accountability. And that's why more people aren't successful. Because that free information just is not regarded as valuable. When we are given free information, we just discount it. But when we pay attention. When we invest in a coach, we pay attention. And that's why I invest in coaches every year. I get professional accountability. It's allowed me to become a better coach, a better writer, a better salesperson. It allowed me to buy the business of my dreams early to rise. It allowed me to employ dozens of people, allowed me to become a better leader to those dozens of people. And it's allowed me to transform millions of lives in my career. But if I didn't have accountability to my coaches, I wouldn't have had as much success as I've had today. Accountability is key, and I can never, ever abandon it, and neither can you. Now, I've already invested in three coaches for this year. I've got my friend Joe Polish as my coach. I've invested in Bedros Koulian, one of my best friends. I've invested in his coaching again this year. And I've invested in a guy who's like 15 years younger than me as a coach, this guy named Xander Fryer, because he's just a really great coach and is going to help me overcome some obstacles. So those are three people I've already invested in. I'm sure I'm going to invest in more coaches this year. Last year, I invested in coaching with Sean Stevenson. The 3-foot giant, he helped me overcome a lot of obstacles. So listen, you need to go out and invest in coaches. But here's the thing, that was one of the biggest mistakes that I ever made. I was a goal-setting maniac back in 2006, but I was also a stubborn egomaniac, believing I knew everything and didn't need help. Now, fortunately, I got a coach named Tom in 2006. And then fortunately, that led me to another coach, Yannick Silver, in 2007, and so on and so forth. And that's when I had exponential results in my life. And then if you actually take a look at like Silicon Valley and the richest people in the world, Jeff Bezos has a coach, Larry Page has a coach. You look at all the athletes in the world, Usain Bolt has a coach, Venus Williams has a coach. Female entrepreneurs like Sarah Blakely have coaches. Oprah has coaches. If it's good enough for them, don't you think it's good enough for you and I too? We need coaches at every stage and at every age. And Bedros Koulian, my coach and my friend, he has this huge list of success principles. And success principle number 71 goes like this. The fastest and easiest and most direct way to success is to model it. Don't ever try to recreate the wheel. Instead, surround yourself with people who are already achieving what you want, get coaching, buy into mastermind groups, and model success. And this is why my clients succeed. Okay, they come to my workshops, we sit down, we spend the entire day building their vision, and then we come to their 90-day blueprints for success, and we build that out for their personal and professional lives. We identify the process goals that are going to get them there, and then we dive into that fast action blueprint for the 24-hour, 72-hour, 7-day to-do lists that get them the big wins, the fast wins, so that they get the momentum and the motivation to keep going. So let's sum this up. The 1-2-3 goal setting routine. We have that 90-day deadline. We have one outcome goal for two major areas of life, personal and professional. And then we put in place the three process goals that are going to get us there, the three biggest action steps. And then from there, we still build fast starts, 24 hours, 72 hours. You put down what you need to do. So I have just coached you through the most important goal setting routine that you have ever gotten. The one that will actually help you achieve the goals, not just set goals, not just set a long list of goals like young Craigie did back in 2006, where he had that shotgun scattered approach, but we've given you a laser focused approach to success. this is why you're going to have an amazing year coming up. So I made a bold claim at the start of this show, but as you can see, I've backed it up. So listen, there's no excuse to miss out on achieving your goals this year. You have my 5 pillars of success to help you change anything you want. You have my 1-2-3 goal setting routine so that you can actually achieve your goals this year. And you can have the secret ingredient to success, which is my accountability too. Just send me an email at craig@godfather.com and we'll show you how you can work with me, okay? We got lots of programs and we'll get the right one set up for you. So once again, my friend, Happy New Year. I'd love to hear what you think about today's show and what you plan to achieve in the next 90 days. I really want to hear you achieving your goals. So keep me posted, and you can email our team at support@earlyrise.com, send me a message on Instagram.com/realcraigballantine, or on Twitter at twitter.com/craigballantine. Thanks again for listening to Early to Rise Radio. Please head over to iTunes and rate today's show, share it with your friends, and don't forget, achieving your goals and changing your life starts with the 1-2-3 goal setting routine. All right? It's that simple. 1-2-3. I can't wait to help you do this. And I can't wait to see you at one of my workshops. So please visit perfectlifeworkshop.com today. Fill in your application to get started with coaching and get that secret ingredient to success, okay? We'll see you very soon.